All right, so this week we're going to do Daphne and Vav and Erevin. Just it's Lulei Nishmas, Yaakov Mordechai ben Yisrael Pinchas, Shabbos Shabbos Aliyah. So in Vav Amud Aleph in Erevin. Last week we finished off by saying that a Talmid Chacham should live in a town where there are vegetables, so that he can buy food, so that he can stay learning. And the Gemara said, yeah, but we see that some vegetables are good for you and some vegetables are not. It's not good for you. It has a certain chesroinus. So let's start with the top line of the Gemara Nun Bava Amud Aleph, like Kasha, Habatum Bukarza, Habashar Yarki. So it depends whether you're talking about leeks and garlic and other vegetables. So again, Rashi said that Rashi had two pshatim over here, that Rashi holds that they are good for you. And the other vegetables are not good for you. And the other pshat in the Mishnah was the other way around. Anyway, because the Tanya we learned in a braisa, shum yerek, if you find a garlic, that's like a whole vegetable, so it's healthy. Krishon is chatzi yerek. A leek is like a half a vegetable. It's not as healthy, but it's okay. Nirot znoin. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Nirot znoin. If you see a radish, nirot samachayim, then you've seen a medicine, so it's good for you. Tanya nirat, but we see in another brisa that if you see a radish, that's seeing like poison, it's not good for you. So Gemara answers like kasha kan ba'olin and kan be'imois. It depends whether you're dealing the olin or the hard parts, the imois or the leaves, and which ones are the olin are good for you. The hard parts are good for you, the leaves are not good for you. Or the difference is it also depends on the season. That in the summertime they're good for you, in the wintertime they're not good for you. Alright, that's a new thing. Any city that has steps that go up and down, they die at half their age. Meaning the tircha, the difficulty of going up and down constantly, takes its toll on a person, and it'll according to the first line of the Gemara, he'll die early. So the Gemara says, "Mesim Salkadai." Do you think he literally dies? Ela'ema Maskina Bechatzi Yemeim. They get old early. So again, because of the tircha, they use up all their strength. Amar Rav Huna Berei de Rabbi Yeshua Hani Mulaisa de Bei Biri VeDevei Narsh is Kinun. He says those steps that in the city of Biri and Narsh made me old. So again, he confirms this idea that if you have to go up and down hills, if you have to, strenuous work is going to make a person older quickly. Now we get back into certain Erevin sugyos of how to measure your city. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. This, remember, we talked about the concept that if you have a circle city and you have to square it out, so how do you square it out? How do you draw the straight lines? Marva birivua oilom. So you make it square so that it's set up exactly facing the same directions as the world, that the north side is on the north and the east side is on the east and so forth. And that's what the Gemara says. Nice and tzafayna l'tzafayn. You put the north on the tzafayn oilam on the north side of the world, v'dorayma l'darim oilam, and the south on the south side of the world. Now, v'simonach, and how do you remember which is north and which is south? Egla b'tzafayn v'akrev b'darim. Egla is what we call the Big Dipper, is on the north side. Va'akrev v'darim, and the scorpion, which is another set of stars that we call that's always going to be on the south side. So if you know which one's which, you know which is south and which is north. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yosef Omer, any yodei l'riva b'rivua shel olam. If you don't know exactly which is north and which is south, and you can't figure it out, but you still want to make it square with the world. Marva kamin ha'tekufa. So you square it off like the seasons. If you watch the sun, where the sun sets and the sun rises in the morning, for the beginning of each season, you'll be able to tell again which is north, which is south, east, and west. Ketzad. So the Gemara goes into detail to explain this. Chama yoitze b'yayim aruch, v'shaykas b'yayim aruch. Where the sun rises in the morning on a long day, meaning during the summer, and where it sets in a long day during the summer, zeh upnei tzafayt. That is the north side. In other words, we all agree, we all know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. However, the sun doesn't actually come up in the same spot every morning. Every day it sets, it rises and sets in a slightly different spot. The longest day of the year on the east side, the sun starts the furthest corner of the north. It starts on the north side of the east horizon, meaning on the northeast corner. That's where the sun rises from, and also it sets in the northwest corner. So therefore, that side, so if you draw a straight line from the spot that the sun rises from to the spot where it sets, then you know that direction, that side of the world is the north side. Now, Chama Yoytze B'yom Kotzer, V'shakas B'yom Kotzer. Now, what about during the winter months when the sun it's a shorter day? So then, Zehu Pnei Dorim, that is considered the south side. So the sun, what happens is every day, let's start from the longest day of the year. Longest day of the year, June 21st, on the northern hemisphere, the sun will rise on the east side, but the most northerly part of the east side will rise in the northeast corner. Every day after that, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, each morning the sun will rise on the north side, but slightly further to the south. It'll move along the eastern hemisphere, the eastern horizon, each day, a slight measurement further south. Till eventually, when you get to the shortest day of the year, December 21st, where the sun is going to be the shortest daylight of the year, the sun then will be again on the east side, but will only be rising on the most southerly side of the east hemisphere. So therefore, those two points, where the sun rises on June 21st is all the way to the north, and where the sun rises on December 21st is all the way to the south. So then you know where your south and your north are. Therefore, Tkufas Nisan v'Tkufas Tishrei, so the days of the year that are in the solstice, when it's exactly 12 hours, both in the springtime and in the fall time, when the daytime is 12 hours and the nighttime is 12 hours, that where the sun rises is perfectly east. That's straight east. And where it sets, that's straight west. So the Gemara says, Yoytze b'chatzi mizrach, the sun rises in the midpoint of the east, v'shakas b'chatzi ma'ariv, and it sets on the midpoint of the west side. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Hoylich el daroim, the sun goes to the south, v'soyvev el safan, and it circles back in the north. Now this is talking about, as the Gemara will explain, Hoylich el daroim b'yoyim, that the sun travels during the daytime to the south, meaning even when it rises, the sun always rises on the east side, but then the sun circles around to the south side of the world. So when you're looking up at the sun, even as it travels east-west, it's on your south side. So in other words, if your left hand is at east and your right hand is facing west, when you look at the sun will always be forward, meaning down to the south. You'll never see the sun on the north side, at least not here on the north hemisphere. Well, meaning the north hemisphere, you're looking south towards the equator. So the sun will always be south. And during the winter, during the summer, it'll go further south. During the winter, it won't go as far south. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Ha'ilech el darim, the sun travels from the east south, b'yoyim, during the day, v'soyvev el tzofen b'laylo. The way Rashi explains that to mean that at night, the sun, so to speak, rolls back over the cover, whatever that means, and it puts itself back into the position where it's going to rise the next morning. So during the long summer months, where the sun is out most of the day, there's a short. It only takes a short trip around the back to get back to the point where it's going to rise the next morning. Whereas during the winter months, where it's a short day, so the sun has to travel that whole distance of the west coast and the whole north and the whole east coast till it rises the next morning. So that's why it takes the night longer. And the pasuk finishes, Saviv Saviv Hoylech Haruach El Pnei Mizrach Upnei Mairiv. And the sun goes around to the east side, to the west side. Pamim Mahal Choson Upamim Misavivoson. So sometimes it's going, it's traveling. During the daytime, while the sun is moving, that's called traveling. And the nighttime, when the sun is moving, that's just called going around. Going around the back, that's Misavivoson. So that's how you figure out the east. So again, the bottom line is the point, the longest day of the year, the northeast corner, it rises and it sets in the northwest corner. That point from north to north, that's the north side of the world. And where it rises and sets in the shortest day of the year, on the east coast, and sets on the west coast, that's the direction of the southern hemisphere. So Amar Rav Masharshia, Lesnu Lahani Kloli. Rav Masharshia doesn't hold of all these rules of where the sun sets and where the sun rises from to figure out the tekufos. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Says Befeirish that the sun never really makes it all the way to the northeast corner. That's really, even if it comes out on the east, even if it rises on the east, in the east, it's never really the furthest northeast corner that the sun comes from. And it never sets all the way on the northwest corner. It doesn't make it all the way. Even though the sun is moving across the east coast, across the east horizon, and it doesn't move all the way from the north to all the way to the south. And again, the sun will never come all the way from the most southeastern corner of, and will never set all the way on the southwestern corner. So yes, it does move further north during the summer and further south during the winter, but it will never go all the way to the corners. All right, Omar Shmuel. Now comes very interesting. This is a very important sugya for calculating Birchas Hachama and how we come up with why we do the Cheshbon every 28 years. Omar Shmuel, Ein Tkufas Nisan Nifeles Ela Barbo Revi Hayon. The beginning of Nisan will only start in exactly the four corners, the four quarters of the world, of the day. In other words, for our purposes, let's just use, for argument's sake, the beginning of the day is 6 p.m., meaning that's when night starts. That's the beginning of the next day. The middle of the night is 12 a.m. The beginning of the morning in a perfect day would be 6 a.m., and the middle of the afternoon would be 12 p.m. We're going to use those just for purposes of reference so you can calculate what the Gemara is talking about over here. So whenever the Tkufa of Nisan, meaning the spring season, will always start either on one of those four times, either 6 p.m., 12 a.m., 6 a.m., or 12 p.m. Okay, you with me? Okay. Elaba Arba Revi'a Yom, the Tkufa will start in one of those quarters of the day. Either the beginning of the day or the beginning of the night, meaning 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. Or the middle of the night or the middle of the day, 12 a.m. or 12 p.m. Now, the next kufa, as we will see, is 7.5, besides the amount of days that it's off, as we'll see in a couple lines in the Gemara, it's off 91 days, 7.5 hours. That's till the next kufa. But let's forget about the amount of days for a second. Let's just worry about the hours difference. The hour difference is 7.5 hours. So let's, to make things simple, if the Tkufas Nisan started at 12 a.m., 7.5 hours later is going to be 7:30 in the morning. Or if the Tkufa started at 6 a.m., the 7.5 hours later is going to be 1:30 in the afternoon. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Vein Tkufas Tamas, which is the summer season, that fells Elo Oiba Achas Umechza, it'll either be 1:30, or it'll be 7:30 in the morning. And both, it can, the same thing happens. It's just 7.5 hours later, depending on whether you start during the day or at night. And then the next season also is going to be 7.5 hours later. Ve'ein tkufas Tishrei, which is the fall season, it'll either be 3 hours, meaning if it was 7:30 in the morning, 7.5 hours later is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Or if it started at 1:30, then if the summer season started at 1:30, the next one will start, the spring season, the fall season will start at 9 o'clock, Betesha Shois. Again, Ben Bayom, Ben Balayla, whether you start in the day and the night. And just to finish the circle over here, Vein Tkufas Teves, Nefeles, Elo, Oy Ba'arba Umechza. So again, if the season before started at 9 o'clock, 7.5 hours later will be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Oy be'asar mechsa. But if the season before started at 3 o'clock, 7.5 hours later is going to be 10:30 at night. Again, all this depends ben bayoyim ben balayla, and it shifts around. The ein bein tkuf. Okay, so now this is how it works. So it comes out. So if it's really 30 hours later. So by the time you get back to the original season. So Nisan, if Nisan in our Cheshbon started at 12 o'clock 1 year, so again, let's do the, so if spring starts at 12, summer starts at 7:30, fall will then start at 3, and then, no, 7:30, then fall will start at 1, and winter will start at 10:30, right? So then 7.5 hours later is going to be 6 a.m. So 1 year it starts at 12 a.m., the next year it starts at 6, and the following year it'll start at 12, and this is how the tkufos are going to continue year after year. So every 4 years, it'll end up back at 12 o'clock, in the, at 12 o'clock, or the point that it started from 4 years before. Now, where do we get this cheshbon from? The Gemara says, "V'ein bein tekufa l'tekufa." Now, the seasons to the one season to the next season lasts elatishim ve'echad yoim. It's 91 days. V'sheva shoyis u'mechzan 7.5 hours, as we explained. So we're busy calculating the 7.5 hours, but now you also have to calculate 91 days. Now, 91 days is exactly days of the week. Right, it works. How many days of the week it is? It comes out to an exact day of the week, except you're adding 7.5 hours, so that the next season is going to be a day and a half off. So the next year, if let's say, for example, the summer month started Sunday at 12 a.m., so the next year, we already figured out it's going to be 6 a.m. the next year. However, it's going to be not on Sunday anymore, it's going to be Monday. It's a day and a half later, Monday at 6 a.m. So every year it's a day and a half later. Or rather, a day and 6 hours later. A day and a quarter later. That's really more accurate. Ve'en tekufas moisheches mechaver to elechatzi sho, and each tekufa is only a half hour later. This means that the chatzi sho means that there are also, one of the things that we didn't mention yet was the fact that there are the mazolis. There are 7 mazolis. So the mazolis count for 7 hours. However, now that each tekufa is 7.5 hours, so that means if you started at the beginning of one mazel, so the next season should really start the beginning of the same mazel, because it's 7 hours and it's 7 weeks. It should be exactly, 7 hours, 7 mazolis, it should be exactly, it should start at the same tekufa. However, we mentioned it's 7.5 hours. So the next season is not going to start at the beginning of the same mazel. It's going to start midway between the first mazel and the second mazel. That's what it means, that the mazel is, so it says, the tekufa is a half hour off, meaning in terms of the mazolis. It's a half hour off in the middle of the next mazel. So that's what Shmuel makes. Vamar Shmuel. And the tekufas nissen shefeles, shenefeles betzedek, shenem mishaberes esilon. So now he says, okay, tzedek is one of the mazolis. If it comes out that the spring season starts exactly at the beginning of the mazel called tzedek, that's going to happen. What's going to happen is shenem mishaberes esilon. It's going to break the trees, meaning it's going to be a very windy season. And a winter month, if it falls out in the beginning of the mazel of tzedek, it's going to dry out the plants, meaning it's going to be a very dry winter. This is talking about that that has to be that the mazel of levana, that the beginning of the moon, sorry, that the beginning of the year, the beginning of the month comes out in the mazel of Levana, or the mazel of Tzedek. So meaning that all these mazolis and the day of the week, and the day of the month, and all that kind of stuff, and the seasons all have to line up in that period. If it does, if it's set up in that fashion, so then you're going to end up having either a very windy season or a very dry season. All right, now, we're not finished with this yet. Let's start with the Gemara on the base. Tana Rabbanan. Hamarve es ha'ir. So that's the end of the calculation of the mazolis. And again, it'll take 28 years. That's why we do Birchas HaChodesh once every 28 years, because it'll take 28 years for the season to be back, not only that the mazolis line up, but also that the day of the week lines up with the hour of the, with the hour that it starts on. So in other words, for Nissan, the Kufa of Nissan to start, let's say, at 12 a.m. on a Sunday, it takes 28 years for that cycle to go around. Anyway, all right. Zok the Gemara Vayter. If you draw on a map for yourself, you'll see that it works out every 28 years. Tana Rabbanan. Now the next sugya is also a calculation, but on a different point. Hamar be'esair. If you square out the city, oisakim in tablo, you make it square. Merubas, it's the same, meaning it's a square on all sides, that each side is the same distance. V'choizer umarbe es ha'tchumim, and then you add the tchum on, meaning you add the tchum to the, after the city's already squared out, you don't start from each jutted out point in the city. First you draw the straight line, and then you measure your 2,000 amas. And then you make the tchum also is going to be a larger square around the smaller square being the city, and then the larger square is the square around the city. That look at the picture in Rashi, you'll see the city is a circle. So first you have to put a square around the circle, and then you put the tchum a square around the square. So therefore, when you start measuring the measurements, you don't start measuring from the corner, Alpayimam of 2,000 amas out. The Pneshahu mafsid es azavias, because that will make you lose the corner, the distance of the corner. So, in other words, look at the picture in Rashi. You see the square around the city in the middle. So if you were to draw a line from the corner of the city to the corner of the tchum, 2,000 amas, that's actually a much shorter distance than if you would draw a straight line from the corner of the city to the side wall in either direction of the tchum. Because that will give you a full 2,000 amas, right? Because 2 squared, what is it? A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So the corner, the hypotenuse, is a slightly smaller distance because it's A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So therefore, if you measure out to the corner in an angle, you're going to come out with a shorter distance than if you measure straight out. So what's the right way to measure? Elamevi tavlo merubas. You bring a squared out corner, shu alpayim ama al alpayim ama, that's 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas, meaning 2,000 amas straight east and 2,000 amas straight north. Umenicha bekerim ba'alachsoina, and you put that in the corner on the diagonal of the corner of the city. So then, nimtza ha'ir mistakeres, arba meyas ama lakan, ba'arba meyas ama lakan. And then, since it has to be squared out, what you're doing is actually you're gaining 400 amas out straight north, and 400 amas straight east, because the square has to square out the entire corner and not just 2,000 amas to the corner, but 2,000 amas to the sides, which is again 400 amas larger. Nimtzu tchum mistakrin ches meis amas lekan v'shmona meis amas lekan. So every city really gains by doing it this way. The city gains 800 amas on each side, because you have 400 amas going east, 400 amas going west. And again, that's 800, and then 400 amas going north and 400 amas going south. So you gain, in the corners, you gain 800 amas. That's a lot. That's starting with 2,000, to add another 800 is almost a third more. So nimsa ha'ir v'tchumim mistakrin elef umasayim lakan, ve'elef umasayim lakan. So then the city gains 1,200 on each side, because of the fact that we made it into a square as opposed to a circle. If we were measuring from the circle and we measured 2,000 amas out, then we would lose the extra quarter that you benefit by making it into a square. And then on top of that, now that you gained the benefit because you're already dealing with a square over a circle, so now the corners, because you're adding on to the corners on each side, you're actually adding on 600 amas on each side. That's the 1,200 that you're benefiting from the corner. So again, the 400 is what you benefit because square versus circle. And the 1,200 is what you benefit from the fact that you're measuring straight out as opposed to measuring out into the corner. Now all these cheshvins, Amar Abaya, all these calculations, u'mashachas lo b'mosa d'have trei alfi a trei alfi. These numbers of 400 by 800 or 1,200, all those numbers work if the city itself has a diameter. Remember, it's a circle city. So the city itself originally started with a diameter of 2,000 by 2,000. So then all these numbers work out. Now let's continue. Tanya Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Tchum Are Leviim. So now, as you know, for a city, every city, Are Levi, that belonged to the Leviim, had to have a migrash, had to have a planted area around the city. So the Tchum Are Leviim Alpayim Amo was also the tchum around the city was 2,000 amas. Tse mehen elef ama migrash. And so take out of 1,000 amas out of the 2,000 ama tchum was for the migrash, was this planted area around the city to be nice. So nimsa comes out, migrash revi, that the migrash itself represents a quarter of the distance out to the tchum. V'hashar, and the rest of the tchum is sodes v'kramim, could be fields, could be vineyards, whatever you want. You could use it for whatever you want. Now the Gemara, let's wait for the Gemara in a couple lines to go through the cheshbon of how you get to the quarter, because it's not really, doesn't work out so easily. But first of all, minohanimili, how do we know that the tchum, that the migrash is 1,000 amas out? So Amar Rav, Amar Kor, because the pasuk says mikir ha'ir v'chutza, from the walls of the city and outward, elef amos saviv. It's 1,000 amas around. Fine, so Amr Taira Saviv Esair be'elef, that the city should have a surrounding of 1,000 amas. Okay, fine. So therefore we see that the Migrash represents 1,000 amas, a circle of 1,000 amas around the city. Now, we made a statement before, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yosef said that the Migrash represents 1/4 of the distance to the Tchum. However, that doesn't really work out so well. Because first of all, Nimsa Migrash Revi, the first simple question is, you said it's 1/4, Revi, Palguhave, it's half. In other words, if you agree that the Tchum is 2,000 amas and the Migrash is 1,000 amas, well, the easy math is that 1 is half of 2. So why are you calling it 1/4? It should represent half. So where did you get your calculation from? So Amar Rava Bar Ada Meshucha Azberli. So Rava says, Bar Ada Meshucha explained it to me. Meshkachas Lo, you'll find this calculation, B'mosa Dehave Trei Alfi. First of all, you have to start with a city that's 2,000 amas wide by 2,000 amas across. That has to be a square. Tchum kamehave. Now, how much area? This is area. How much area does the tchum take up? Have a shitzer. The area itself is 16,000 amas. How is that? Just do the simple math. Take a city that's 2,000 amas across. Forget about the corners for a second. Just directly across each side, measure 2,000 amas straight. So remember, you're dealing with a 2,000 amas across and 2,000 amas straight means on the side of each city you have 4,000 square feet, let's say. It's 4,000 square amas. You have four sides. 4,000 plus 4,000 on each side times four is 16,000. Okay, so there's your 16,000. Now, add to that, karnois kamahave, how much is each corner, how many thousand amas are in each corner? Shitza is also 16,000. Why? Because think about it, each corner, if you break it up into boxes of 1,000, so you have 2,000 amas straight east and 2,000 amas straight north, so that's, again, 2,000, again, you can add inside that is, break it up into four boxes, each box is another 4,000 square amas, times four boxes, because you have four corners. 4,000 times four is again 16,000. So what do you have left? You have 16,000 plus 16,000 is 32,000 amos represent the tchum around the city. Dal tamnaya, the tchumin, take out eight of those that belong only to the tchum, because remember the last eight only are, the migresh is only 1,000 and the tchum is 2,000. So the outer 1,000 perimeter only belongs to the tchum. So subtract that only belongs to the tchum, va'arba de karnois, and subtract another 4,000 amas that, of each corner that belongs to the tchum, kamehave, tresar, that's 12. So therefore, you're left with 12, the migresh only, because the migresh is only 1,000 on each side, which is 4,000, plus 1,000 of each corner, that's another 4,000. So, so 8,000, because it's 2,000 amas across. So it's 8,000 on the sides, and another 4,000 for the corners, that's 12,000. So nimsa migresh revia. So the Gemara says, nimsa revia, migresh revia. So still, that's not 1/4. If anything, that's tvei mitlasa ninu. It's more than 1/3. Because 12,000 square amos out of 32,000 square amos is more than 1/3, right? Do the math. 12 times 3 is 36. So you're already dealing with more than 1/3. So how did you say that, how did the migrash end up being 1/4? So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So you have to do a little bit more math. I see arba demosa shadi alayu. You have to add the distance of the city itself. The thousands, the city itself we said was 2,000 by 2,000. So that's another 4,000 square feet, 4,000 square amos. So add 32,000 square amos for the tchum plus 4,000 square amos for the city itself, that's 36. All right, so now it's 12 out of 36, which is akati tilsahave. So that's 1/3. At least now it adds up to 1/3 instead of adding up to 1/4. But at least it wasn't. At least that's a number we can work with. So, but the problem is, we said it's supposed to be 1/4. So the Gemara says, "Mi savris bi rivua kamar bi igula kamar." We assumed that just like when you measure the tchum, you measure it squared out, that you go directly 2,000 amas out east and directly 2,000 amas out north. So we assume that the 1,000 amas of the Migrash also is a full square of 1,000 amas straight east and 1,000 amas straight west or north. That's not true. When you measure the Migrash actually follows the city, follows the line of the city, which is, if the city was a circle, the Migrash also is a circle. So you have 1,000 amas of a circle around the city. Now, Bigulu Kalmar. So it's really circle. So you're dealing with 1,000 amas worth of circle versus 2,000 squared. So, Kama Miruvu Yoiser Aleigul. How much is a square more than a circle? Revia. So it's a quarter more. Whatever number you're going to come up with for a circle, if you know the square footage inside the area inside a circle is, well, in our case, let's start the other way around. When we made it into a square, it was 12,000 square amos. Subtract a quarter from that. That means you're subtracting 3,000 square amos. What are you left with? You're left with 9,000 square amos for the Migrash. So the Midrash is 9,000, and we just measured before that the Tchum plus the city was 36,000. So 9 is now, in fact, a quarter of 36. So Dal Ravi Minayo Pashalahu Tisha, if you subtract a quarter out of the 12 that we were dealing with before, you're left with 9, Vatisha Miplasam Vashisa Ravi Yahave, and 9 out of 36 is, in fact, a quarter. Okay, again, just very briefly. The Tchum we figured out was, including the city, the outer perimeter of the Tchum, including everything inside, it adds up to a total of 36,000 square amos. The Migrash, we figured out, if you square it, just the Migrash itself is 1,000 amos around the city. If it was squared, it would come out to 12,000 square amos. But it's not squared, it's a circle. A circle is a quarter less. So what's a quarter, what's a 12 minus a quarter? That's 3, right? A quarter of 12 is 3. So take 12 minus 3 is 9. So you're left with 9,000 square amos. So 9,000 square amos is a quarter of 36,000 square amos, and that's where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef got his calculation from. All right, just to be clear and give us another opportunity to review this cheshbonis, we'll stop over here, and we'll pick up with this cheshbonis again next week. So we have another chance of doing it over again.